Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Eric Berger, a senior space writer for Ars Technica. I recommend following the reporting very carefully because SpaceX rolls on. However, right now we're getting to where we are with the book Reentry that Eric publishes to help us understand, after Falcon 1's success in the Pacific, after Elon Musk becomes a success with Tesla, SpaceX is punching way above its weight. However, it knows in order to win, to get to Mars, that's the idea here, not to get to low Earth orbit, not even to get to the moon, to get to Mars with a colony, a million tons. It needs power. And one of the ways you get power in a space engine is something called densification. What is that, Eric?
Well, densification is the idea that you take your liquid oxygen, which is already, so liquid oxygen is oxidizer, right? To make a fire, you need oxygen. And so as part of a rocket engine's combustion, you need oxygen. And long ago, you know, it was realized that if you could take oxygen and cool it down to be a liquid, it would be much more efficient because you'd get much more bang for your buck in terms of the amount of oxidizer you could put on your rocket in terms of mass and volume. Well, what Elon wanted to do, and really this was his vision, he was driving this forward against the recommendations of almost everyone in the industry, was to take that liquid oxygen and chill it further. And so we're talking about, you know, almost minus 300 degrees Fahrenheit. And if you chilled it further, you could actually make it more dense. So you could put 10 to 12% more liquid oxygen, densified liquid oxygen on the rocket than you could like a traditional rocket. Now, 10 or 12% may not sound like much, but that makes a big difference in terms of the efficiency of your rocket and the payload it can get to orbit, because you're shaving, you know, thousands or tons, literally tons of mass off the propellant side that you can then put into payload into orbit. And so, you know, no one had really tried to do this densification. NASA had looked at it several times in the past and rejected it as being too impractical or unsafe. But here was SpaceX coming along. Now, they just had the failure in June of 2015, and they decided that their next rocket was going to be an upgraded version, Falcon 9 full thrust, and one of the elements was going to be this densification. So they're not only coming back from a failure trying to return to launch, they're doing so with this really kind of advanced technology of densifying the liquid oxygen and kerosene on board the vehicle.
You note how they're skipping beta again. Okay, now we go to the barge, because the barge is not a minor detail. The vision here is not to is to land the booster and recover it, bring it back, refurbish it within X number of hours and days, and use again. So it's not enough to get into orbit. It's not enough to deliver your contract to NASA. It's not enough to have a company that works very well in the science reporting, and you've got thousands of young people working for you at this time. You've got to do something like land on a barge. And that, I mean, the idea, let's rent an old barge from New Orleans, okay? Let's float it out into the Gulf of Mexico, and on a stormy day when you've got 5 or 10 foot swells, let's land a rocket on it with fins, and if it splashes and blows up, we'll just wash it off and try it again. Did I pretty much nail that's what they were planning?
Yeah, they beat the heck out of the first barge. They slammed a lot of rockets into it as they were trying to figure out how best to line up the rocket with the ship. That's for sure.
Yes, I mean, you're coming back from space. You describe the return of a Falcon 9 as 9 Dixie cups coming back in, not aerodynamic. Okay, and you're landing on a barge that's moving. And you're landing there in a fashion that allows you to rock on your struts, right? There are 3 struts and then you've got to lock it down because it's moving. I mean, it's, you know, tossed in the waves. Then you've got to haul it back to land it, take it off, and a rocket booster, as I learned from Eric, is very light. And you know how you crush a soda can? Well, it's even easier to crush a rocket. Do I say that correctly?
Yes. When it's not pressurized, it's very easy, susceptible to bending and crushing.
Yes, and doesn't have crickets inside. Okay, so they've got to do all this, and they're not successful in the first several tries, but they keep at it. That's the second thing they've invented. One more thing they've invented now is the idea of, we've got densification, we've got landing on the barge. You mentioned the Falcon 9 full thrust. What is that a product of? Better avionics? Better wiring?
It's a whole revamp of the rocket. And so you've got entirely upgraded engines to get more thrust. You've got the densified propellant to take care of, to improve the efficiency of the vehicle. You have landing legs. You have upgraded avionics to really control the landing of the vehicle. So basically, it's just a rebuild of the rocket from top to bottom, from all the lessons they learned from the first two versions of the Falcon 9.
So they still call it Falcon 9, but it's 3.0 or 4.0. We're headed to 5.0 eventually. So they've got these three elements all together, and they're going to go back into space. They're going to return to space after the accident. And when we come back, Pad 13 at Cape Canaveral, Eric Berger is the author. The book is Re-entry, SpaceX, Elon Musk, and the Reusable Rockets That Launched a Second Space Age.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
What if your top salesperson was 1,000 times more efficient? And what if a limitless digital workforce helped your number one find leads? A super team working 24/7 on their behalf. Thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks so more deals closed. What if with every sale, each customer felt like they were the only customer? That would be one very efficient sales leader. Now, imagine if every person on your team worked to the power of 1,000. They can with Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
We all deserve some yay in our day. So say hello to Hello. Hello makes oral and personal care products that add wonder to your routine, like a toothpaste that makes brushing fun for kids. It's called Unicorn Sparkle Toothpaste. It tastes like rainbows and sunshine, works brilliantly, and it's fun. So it's pretty much magic. And for the adults, Hello Anti-Plaque and Whitening Toothpaste, which is just as good without the unicorns. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.